Merkle Media.
What does the goddamn line say, Tony?
Please do not use gendered language.
Then what? I'll be arrested, put in airport jail.
Look, you're going completely sideways, man.
It's a big club, and you ain't in it.
How dare you?
Mr. Speaker, the President of the United States.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dave on NBC.
Jack Mary's Tack Theratrix.
Hi, I'm Spartacus.
Keith Jackson, Sacramento, he, him.
Steven Seagal.
Sex offender guy.
I'm Keith Morris.
This is Muammar Gaddafi.
I'm Rick James, bitch.
Sorting through the lies.
The hijacker's passport was found blocks from the World Trade Center crash site, if you can believe that.
We cannot track $2.3 trillion in transactions.
And uncovering the centuries-long plan for world domination.
Learning about Cuba, having some food.
Let's talk about Chinese people.
Have you ever been in a Turkish prison?
I have a Perdita!
Swangles and one lot
of them. I have sent six of my Libyan missiles to blow up the Sears hardware department.
Nothing could be more fun than jumping off a cliff with two German bisexuals.
Oh, you English are so superior, aren't you?
Thank you, comrade.
And now, macroaggressions.
That's what assholes call it.
With your host.
Buddy, I don't know who you are, but you're about to get chlamydia.
Charlie Robinson.
Hey, Whitey, where's your hat?
You want to drop the blame on Charlie and say it's all Charlie's fault.
He was a retard.
I get some goddamn diuretic.
Welcome to Macroaggressions. I'm your host, Charlie Robinson. If you're watching us on band.video, Rockfin, Odyssey, vigilante.tv, or you're listening wherever podcasts are served, thank you so much. We appreciate your support. We know you have so many other options out there. Look, big thank you to our sponsors. This is going to be a year-end wrap-up show. I wanted to mention the sponsors, mention all of them, not go into too much detail. And I also wanted to thank you, the audience. I know that sometimes the last thing you want to hear is 5 minutes of me reading about sponsors, but this is the way I'm able to do the show. I can't do it unless I'm having some revenue come in. My wife would kill me. So I hope you understand. I try to make these sponsors as relevant as possible, and I try to not overwhelm you. So thank you to the sponsors. In no particular order, Chemical Free Body has been fantastic with Tim James. Thanks to everybody over there, the crew at Chemical Free Body. They make great stuff. I feel very comfortable promoting it. If you're interested, promo code is MACRO. True Hemp Science, they're making fantastic hemp-based CBD out of Austin, Texas. Promo code over there is MACRO. Please support these companies if you are so inclined, if you're in the market for their products. Solar Power Lifestyle, a small business. We like them. They listened to the show. They reached out. They have a great product. If you're in the market for anything solar power related, solarpowerlifestyle.com, promo code MACRO. Anarcapulco is coming up the first week of February, February 6th through the 10th in Acapulco, Mexico. If you want to get out of the cold, you're thinking about going to Mexico, there are worse places to be. If you want to hear Max Egan, Larkin Rose, Dan Dix, Del Bigtree, Ron Paul, Mark Passio, Andrew Kaufman, Carrie Madej, Miriam Hanain, who knows who else will be there. You can go to anarcapulco.com and use the promo code MACRO. Legal Shield has been our newest one. They've been fantastic. I'm so glad I found this company. People have been signing up. I think it's a smart thing to do. If you need legal protection for $1 a day, you can go to our website that they built, www.don'tgetpushedaround.com. Wise Wolf Gold and Silver, Tony Arterburn is the owner of that company over there. He's a fantastic dude. If you need gold and silver, he's your guy. They have a new program, a subscription program called Wise Wolf. You can sign up and it'll just auto buy you gold or silver every month. I'm signed up for it. I think you should probably take a look at it. You can go to the website they built for us, www.macroaggressions.gold. My Patriot Supply has been with us since the beginning. God knows we're going to need storable food. We might be eating bugs if Klaus Schwab has it his way. Again, their website is preparewithmacroaggressions.com. You can hook yourself up in like 10 minutes or send food to family members if you think you want to if you want to be nice and get that going. Honey Colony, Miriam Hanane's company. She's the bee lady. She's the director of Vanishing of the Bees. She's been on this show before. She's fantastic. She'll be speaking at Anarchapulco as well. If you want to go to honeycolony.com, find something that you like, use the promo code MACRO. All these promo codes are discount codes for you. They give you a discount. You can use it and save yourself some money if you'd like, or you could not use it, and that's cool too. It's up to you. Also, lastly, C60 Purple Power. Ken Schwartz is not just the CEO. He's not just the chief scientist. He's not just a fantastic dude. He's become a friend. He lives down the street. We go to lunch. We do podcasts together. He's a fantastic guy. C60 Purple, or shopc60.com is the new web domain. And you can use the promo code MACRO there as well. So thank you to you, the audience, for putting up with me talking about this. I simply have to do it. And thank you to the sponsors for being so awesome. I won't work with people that are jerk-offs. I won't work with companies that I think are scammy. And I've got a nice little batch of people here. So I appreciate them. I hope you guys, if you're in the market, you support like-minded companies that understand what we're up against. I've had conversations with, I think, just about all these people, the owners of these companies, about where we are and what we're seeing and what we're facing. And they understand. They understand we're in like a war against insanity. And some days I think we're losing, to be honest with you. The woke people are out there making everything, you know, making crazy things seem normal. And so we're going to push back against it. And one of the ways we can push back is to vote with our dollars, vote with our intention. So if you find a business that you like that's ideologically aligned with you, support them. If it's my sponsors, support them. If it's somebody else's sponsors, support them. I really don't, you know, do what you need to do. But again, we've got the power in our wallets and we should use it. So thanks everybody for everything. This year has been a mess. I don't need to tell you that. And I'm going to go through it. What I wanted to do with this episode, I did one of these last year, just sort of a year in review. And go through all the guests that we've had on, just a recap, and some of the topics that we've done. So if you're new to the show, I'll explain this. You probably have figured it out by now. I do two shows a week. One show is an interview, and one show is a monologue. This being one of the monologues, you'll catch a good interview with people a couple days later, right? So I wanted to, first I'm going to talk about all the people that we've had on in interviews, and what they're doing and who they are and why I thought they were important to have on. And then after that, I'll go through some of the topics that we've covered. But if I'm going to start talking about the year 2022, unfortunately, it got off on the wrong foot for me personally and for a lot of people in the alternative media. On January 2nd, 2002, we lost a very good friend of mine, Kev Baker. He was the host of the Kev Baker Show, out of Glasgow, Scotland, a fantastic human being, a smartass of epic proportions, one of my favorite people on this planet. And for him to be gone so early is a goddamn travesty. And I'm so sad. And I think about Kev all the time. And I wish he were here to have to witness this craziness, because he would appreciate it. He would have had comments. I would get emails from him all the time. Bro, you've got to see this. Oh my God, look what they've done this time. Look at these people. Look at what they're doing, you know. I always get a smile on my face when I think of Kev Baker. And I'm sad that he is gone. I'm so grateful that I had the opportunity to know him. And was a guest on his show once a month for 4 years. And when I wasn't on his show, we were emailing each other and, you know, busting each other's balls. I mean, just a good dude. So the year started off on the wrong foot. Kev had a long battle with COPD, which is a lung condition. And in the end, he just couldn't make it. And I wish his family peace and love. And I want them to know that we haven't forgotten about him. I'll never forget about him. He was just one of those guys. Just one of those guys. So we love you, Kev. We miss you very much. And we will do our best to honor you by making sure that we deliver the best, most accurate information in the snarkiest, most sarcastic sort of way. The way Kev would like it. So, but the guest list started 2022 with author Mark Gober, who was on. He wrote a book called An End to Upside Down Liberty. He's actually written there's a series of books of Upside Down Liberty and a variety of upside down things. Real interesting, fascinating dude. Has a hardcore background. So I think people, he came on. We talked about the liberty movement. We talked about where things were going. And Mark Gober is all of these episodes. It's easy. You can just scroll back through whatever podcast player you're on. And you can find them and you can listen to them. So I'm going to talk about all the people that we've had on. And if you find one, if there's somebody that you didn't know, oh, I didn't hear that episode, or oh, that sounds interesting, go back and check it out when you have time. You know, it's free. It doesn't cost you anything. You can listen to it at your own. It's the nice thing about podcasts. There's no schedule. So you can just listen to it whenever you want to. When you're in the mood to hear about World War III coming our direction, well, maybe then you would have listened to the interview I did with Alex Cranier. Alex is a hedge fund manager in Monaco, and he and I spoke about World War III coming before the Russian invasion of Ukraine. You know, before we opened up the vault and dumped $8 trillion onto Zelensky's front porch so he could buy cocaine with it, I assume. But we knew things were heating up. We knew things were getting a little weird. And Alex has got a real interesting perspective on things. He's a very smart guy. He's been involved in several businesses. Like I said, he runs a hedge fund. He's got an idea from the financial side, more of this like established, traditional legacy site type of businesses, traditional finance and all of that. But, He was the guy that told me not to freak out as much about artificial intelligence. He actually kind of set my mind at ease a little bit because he said the amount of computing power and everything that's necessary for one of these self-driving cars to recognize the difference between a kid running out in front of the car and a balloon floating across in front of the car is so much, it requires so much more horsepower, computing power than what we have right now. So he was telling me that artificial intelligence, about 80% of what they say it's going to do will never actually wind up happening. I hope he's right. He was very optimistic about this, but he wasn't just saying this from some speculative stance. He said, I've worked in that industry and I know how these things work. And I'm telling you that they're not going to be able to do that. Not for a very, very long time. So I hope he's right. But I think that people could, I think people that wanted to see what he saw in the lead up to the Ukraine-Russia thing, you could go back and listen to that episode. From there, I did a swap cast with two of my favorite people, Ricky Verandis and Rich Willett. Ricky Verandis from The Ripple Effect, of course, my partner, one of my partners over on the Union of the Unwanted, and Rich Willett. It's something about those guys in the UK, man. I just picture them in my mind and I start to kind of laugh a little bit. Rich cracks me up. He's David Icke's producer and director on most of David's things. He works at Iconic. He's Gareth Icke's partner on The Walk, that series that they do. He's got a show called Glitch in the Code. He's a host of Right Now over on Iconic. He's doing everything. He might be the busiest guy I know in terms of all that. And he's directing documentary films. So I had Ricky and Rich on to talk about all of the mysterious, unexplained deaths that were happening on the soccer field. You know, just guys falling over and grabbing their heart, like you do during a soccer game. I played soccer my entire childhood, high school, college. Never saw anyone had a heart attack. Saw people in the stands freaking out. I never saw anybody actually have a heart attack. I've seen people blow their knees out. That's gross. But I've never seen anybody going to full-blown cardiac arrest. But what do you know? 2022 was like a fucking epidemic. Every single week you would see there was a new player that was just keeling over, or referees. And it wasn't limited to soccer, of course. I saw a basketball referee just go fall completely backwards. It bounced his head off the hardwood floor. I mean, this is happening all the time. It's undeniable what's causing it. And of course, the answer is climate change. We all know that. Right. Conspiracy Kyle came on. He has a podcast called A Conspiracy in the Forest. I'm telling you, I think this is the most creative idea for a podcast, one of the most creative ideas for a podcast I've ever heard. I love it. He wrote a book called Intergalactic Totalitarianism. He was nice enough to ask me to write the foreword to that book. I did. I love it. I think the way he, it's a blending between the Star Wars world and the actual governmental world, and how you get this sort of overlap, the Roman Empire, the Galactic Empire, you know, the American Empire, very similar. You know, George Lucas, say what you want about him, he understood what was going on. He understood how the world worked. It was really fascinating. I mean, he wrote these movies when he was real young. I mean, he was fresh, pretty much a couple years out of USC film school when he was directing these movies. Star Wars gave him a heart attack. He almost died making that. He was in the hospital for like a while after that. It was so stressful. But the overlap between these concepts where you think, oh, Star Wars is just lasers and TIE fighters and Darth Vader and all this stuff. Yeah, it is that. And for sure, when I saw that in the movie theater when I was 5 years old, blew my mind. You know, it opened up a whole world. I mean, it was fascinating to me. But as you get older and you watch that movie again and you watch Emperor Palpatine, you go, paging Dr. Soros? You know, I mean, George Soros, he just looks just like him, you know, and acts like him. And the things they say, you know, I will, you know, you grant me these powers. I will humbly return these powers after this catastrophe, after this event is over, after this, you know, this emergency. You grant me these emergency powers, I'll give them back. He never gives them back. Sound familiar? You know? So I think that what Kyle is doing with his Conspiracy in the Force podcast is absolutely brilliant. I really do. I could not recommend it more. Ryan Gable came on. He is the host of The Secret Teachings on Fringe FM. If you want to deep dive on language, the meaning of words, the esoteric component of that, the history of words, the spells, you know, the Hollywood and the spells that they're casting and these things. Yeah, for my mind, there's nobody better than Ryan Gable for that. And he does it in such a great way. He's got a great radio voice. He's very thoughtful. He's a pro. The Secret Teachings on Fringe FM is fantastic. Actually, this show, Macroaggressions, goes out on Fringe FM as well on Mondays and Fridays. So thanks to Joe Roop and the crew over there at Fringe FM for making that happen. It is my pleasure to contribute content to what you guys are doing. I think you're doing a really great job over at the Fringe. So thanks to those guys, and Ryan is like their anchor over there. So thanks to Ryan for coming on. And I've gone on his shows a couple of times and we've talked about everything, but I really enjoy not just talking to these people on the show, but getting to know them personally off air. And there's a lot of really good guys in the alternative media. There's a lot of people out there that are doing the right thing, that, you know, we don't make money doing this. This is not an industry you get into if you want to get rich. I can just tell you that. If you're able to squeak by and make a living doing this, you're doing well. You know, you're doing better than most people. You know, this podcast is in the top half of the top 1% of all podcasts in the world. And it's a grind. You know what I mean? But you do it because you love it. You don't do it for the money. If I wanted to make money, I could try to get a job. And if I wanted to make money and I didn't have a soul, I could get a job at Fox News, right? Get up there every day and see if I can get paid $8 million a year to lie to people. But that's not what I'm about. That's not what the alternative media people are about. So it's nice to meet these people and to talk to them and get to know them on the show and off the show and see what really makes them tick. And it's just to get for most people, it's to get the word out there. Nobody's getting rich. Nobody's getting famous. In fact, all we're getting is criticized by the mainstream people. So you got to have thick skin to do this job too. But I don't care. I love it. I think it's worth it. Yes, from time to time, I have to tell people to fuck off. But that's so rare. The amount of comments and the amount of feedback I get from you guys is 99% positive, and I really appreciate it. I don't want to have to be, you know, jerky about anything. I want to say, hey, thank you guys. Thank you. I appreciate it. And because these are difficult topics to talk about. You know, we're talking about scary things. We're talking about, you know, pointing out the reality of society. And sometimes it's dark, you know? Sometimes you want to take a shower after you talk about these things, you know? They're horrible. Like, as an example, we had Alana Freeland on. She talked about geoengineered transhumanism. You want to scare the shit out of yourself? Get into geoengineered transhumanism, okay? It's very real. That's what's scary about it. If it was just sci-fi and you read it and you went, oh, this sounds like, I don't know, Terminator or Total Recall or some Philip K. Dick book, you could read about transhumanism and just get that from it. But the problem is, unfortunately for us, it's very real. And Alana Freeland, when I put my episode up with her up on YouTube, I got a strike on it like within 6 hours. They're like, nope, you're not going to be talking about this. We're not going to let you talk about this. I was like, damn, struck a nerve with YouTube, right? They don't like that. So when YouTube doesn't like it, then you know you're doing something right. And you know you're probably right over the target. When you take the most flack when you're right over the target, as they say, and when you put a video up about geoengineered transhumanism and YouTube takes it down in hours, then you know you're right over the target. So if I was talking about unicorns and rainbows or whatever, they'd let that stay up forever. If I was talking about, you know, Sasquatches being caught in local Arby's, they'd let me talk about that all day long. When you start talking about the real stuff, they go, nope, you're gone. So it's funny too. Alana Freeland and Celeste Solem she was on as well. We were talking about population reduction. Two of the sweetest, nicest ladies you could ever meet. And the topics that they cover are the darkest, scariest shit in the world too. I mean, I would advise you, do not listen to the Alana Freeland episode and do not listen to the Celeste Solem episode right before you go to bed. You will have nightmares, okay? Because they're talking about things that are very scary, technocratic, hellscape, dystopian future, right? And you wish it were all fake. And then they bring the receipts and you go, God damn it. Shit, she's, you know, oh, is this going to happen? But this is, you know, oh, this is, they've DARPA worked on this, DARPA mentioned that they've already finished this in 2013. You go, oh shit. So we love them. The ladies bring the heat, you know, they bring the information here, and it's unfortunately it's scary. So Sean Stone came on. We love Sean. I watched Sean actually. Sean had me on watching the Hawks back, it must have been 2018 or so, when he was on RT. He had a show on RT with Tyrell Ventura. And they had me on, and I saw, and then I went to Mexico for an Acapulco, and I watched his presentation there on the New World Order, a book he wrote called The New World Order. And it's a little different than you might think, because you hear New World Order and I immediately think George H.W. Bush, you know, talking about it 200 times during his 4 years in office. And I was expecting that, but where Sean went with it was a different direction. He was talking about the British New World Order and how they had colonized, you know, their new version of how they colonized the world. It's fascinating. Great book. So it's about British infiltration of America. And it's a deep dive. And of course, if anyone would know about the government fuckery, it would be Sean Stone, you know, from his lineage. And for those of you that don't know, his father is Oliver Stone, in case I need to connect that dot. So, I mean, I guess he probably grew up in that sort of mystery, you know, JFK, you know, we're learning about the reality of Vietnam, we're learning about the reality of the world, natural born killers, all that stuff. Yeah, man. So, Dancing Dave was on. You guys know Dancing Dave? He hosts a show called Surviving the System. Now, Dancing Dave did some prison time, and his Surviving the System show is about that. He's very candid about his experiences going to prison. He made some mistakes and he went through the system and he came out of it very changed, but he was paying attention while he was there. And he has a very great perspective on it. He's a guy, you look, he has a perspective I could never have. Hopefully I could never have, is from being on the inside and seeing how it works and seeing how these, you know, what happens once you get in the system, you know, and what that means. It comes back, what are we talking about? Parole. You know, oh, great. Parole is fantastic, right? You get out earlier. Yeah, but they put all these restrictions on you that almost guarantee that you're going to come back, and you wind up in this weird cycle where you can never really make them happy. You can almost, you know, it's very difficult to fulfill your parole obligations in most cases. And you find, you wind up coming back, and what that does to you psychologically, you feel like, oh, here I go again. Now I got to go back to prison. Now I go back to this. Now I get out. And then, you know, so it was a dark conversation. I'm glad we had it though, because it needs to be had. People need to understand, you know, what really is going on in the American prison systems, and who better to know than somebody that was a prisoner himself, who saw what that was like, the monotony of it, to be, you know, stuck in a cage, you know, hoping that your life is returned to you at some point, and that the state is involved and the state has control over you, and you get this one life, and you wish you could just fly out of the walls. You wish you just had a hot air balloon that could just take you right out of those walls, but you can't. And what does that do to your psychology? And what does that do to you? And what happens when you give up? You know, oh, it's just a real deep conversation. Speaking of deep conversations, if I want to have one with a guy who's well-rounded and understands the intricacies of human psyche, I would definitely invite you to listen to my interview with Doug McKenty. He hosts a show called The Shift. He's also, that's on Rockfin, and he's also, I think, the marketing director over at the Thrive Network with Foster Gamble, who also was on the show. And Doug's just a great guy. He's been doing this. He's been in radio for a long, long time. So he sounds good. You know, I think that kind of matters. But his message is even better than the way he sounds. So Doug and I have a great relationship with him. If I've got a question about something and I want to bounce it off someone that'll be, you know, he'll give it some thought and look at it from a couple of angles, Doug's my guy for that. So definitely check out that episode. Well, as far as investigative journalists go, I feel like we've got, I feel like we've had a bunch of them on this show. And for my money, it's hard to beat Johnny Vedmore. He's so good. He's so fucking good, man. He's so smart. He does it in a real great way too. I mean, we talked about Wellcome Trust, okay, in the UK, and he's in that, man. He is following those motherfuckers at Wellcome Trust, and he does not like them. He will not let you go. He is going to, if you're up to no good and he gets on your case, it's over for you. If Johnny's following you, he's going to write about you. He's going to be correct about it. He's going to pull a bunch of shit that you never thought he'd find, and he's going to print it. Okay. So, if you really want to take a deep dive into some fantastic work on a variety of topics, like I said, we just talked about Wellcome Trust, but I'll tell you, that's just because that was the topic du jour, you know, but we could have picked anything. And Johnny's, man, he's good. And on top of that, he's got this humor about him. The topics aren't funny. But you'll be reading through this real deep thing, and then you'll catch this one little line. You'll go, "Oh, that's so funny!" You know, it's just like a little comment, just a little shitty comment that you catch, and you go, "I love that, man." His work is tremendous. It's like that's like how journalism should be or used to be. Maybe it used to be somewhere, but you know those people that irritate the system. That's Johnny Vedmore. He irritates the system. You know why? Because the system deserves to be irritated by all, and we should all be doing it. He's just better at it than the rest of us, and I'm okay with that. Janet Fallon came on. She's an author. She wrote a book called At the Breaking Point of History. We're talking about how the U.S. allows disasters to happen. We were talking about this with regard to COVID and how they didn't just, you know, they said, "Oh, we're going to stop it. We're going to put all these measures in place to prevent this from happening." And she said, "No, that's all window dressing. They actually want these things to happen. Here's why, and here's how, and here's what to do." So to talk to her, she's been writing for Activist Post for a long, long time. She's a fantastic writer, and so she came on. We talked about this book. So if people want to get into that, she's a great journalist. Has been doing it for a while. But if you're a geek about currency, and not many people are, you know, currency and money and everything, it's great if you've got it. But if you're just talking about it, it can, you know, people go, "Eh, it's banking. It's a little boring." Oh no, not the way John Snison covers it. No, he's a Norwegian Canadian, so he likes the cold. And I'll tell you what, and he hates central banks, which means that we love him, of course. And he's got a show called The Economic Truth Report. And we met at an Acapulco. He showed me his like binder, and in it was filled with all these different currencies, like the Zimbabwe $1 trillion note and all these like fiat currencies that have gone to zero, you know, that have hyperinflated and gone busted, you know, and you could like flip through this book. It's almost like a photo album. It's like a photo album, but it's got all these different, all this different currency in there. And it was fascinating. He let me like go through it in Mexico. And I was like, whoa, look at this. This is crazy. He's like, yeah, this is what happened. You know, this is what fiat currency does. You know, it destroys nations. And, you know, you always think like, oh, the military is going to come and destroy this nation. They can, and they do for sure. But if you want to destroy a nation without firing a shot, you can do it through currencies. And John Snison is the guy. So check out his work if you're interested in understanding how money works and how it can be manipulated. And especially as we start to transition into these central bank digital currencies, John's your guy for that because he's got a hardcore background in crypto. So I listened to his presentation on the CryptoPoco stage as well, where he was explaining, you know, his involvement in that. So if you want to understand currency and you want to understand digital currency, Economic Truth Report is a great place to do that. Well, just a couple days ago, I was back in Las Vegas, where I lived for about a decade, and I was able to show up live to go in studio with Pasta and Steve Poikonen on their show that they do called AM Wake Up over on Rockfin. It's like a 3-hour morning show. It's like, it's how morning shows used to be, you know, two guys just bullshitting. It's kind of like a radio show, you know, like the radio shows where they're bullshitting. Fantastic show. We had a great time. Steve came on. He's also the host of Slow News Day, which is on Rockfin. You could check that out as well. But he came on. We talked a lot about Ukraine. Steve's quickly becoming one of my favorite people in the world. He's just a funny guy, man. And talk about a deep knowledge base. He understands this stuff. He came out to Denver. We went out. He introduced me to, he took me to the Denver Press Club with him. He introduced me to Julian Assange's father and his brother. We had a good conversation with them. We talked about what was happening to Julian. He took me to my first rally. He gave me the microphone. I got to speak on the like steps of the Capitol in downtown Denver. In support of Julian Assange, which I am, I'm grateful to have been given that opportunity, and any chance I get to speak out in favor or in support of Julian Assange, I will do that. That is a crime against humanity that man is in prison. That needs to be rectified immediately. He needs to be released. He is a fantastic journalist. WikiLeaks has a 100% success rate. They've never had to retract a story. And what the American government and the British government and fuck the Australian government too, let's be honest, have done to him is nothing short of criminal. Let's throw the Ecuadorian government in there too. Let's throw all the governments in there, right? All the governments in the world have done to Julian Assange is total bullshit. And it shows, you know, it shows that he is correct, that he is right, and he terrifies them. You know, when you stand up to power like that, that takes balls. And to get put in a cage for 10 years and to miss out on your kids growing up, the sacrifice that Julian Assange has made should never be forgotten. It should never happen in the first place, but it shouldn't be forgotten. Then I had the guys from Hidden in Plain Sight, Perry and Brandon. Brandon is producing Alex Stein's show over at Blaze TV, Primetime with Alex Stein. I think they're getting the sets figured out right now. These guys, man, I'm telling you, there are a couple shows called Hidden in Plain Sight. There's one with Moral Bob, who's great. I've done his show. And then there's this one, Hidden in Plain Sight, with Perry and Brandon. Warning, it is super offensive. But if you like that type of stuff, it is the funniest show in the world. They fuck with David Wilcock. You know David Wilcock from Ancient Aliens? I think they might have put him... They claim, and I don't think that they're wrong, but they claim that they destroyed his marriage because they fucked with him so bad that he went mental. and he started talking to squirrels and stuff like that. Like, but you got to watch it. You got Hidden in Plain Sight. You should probably watch it. If you can watch it, watch it. And you can listen to it. It's an audio podcast, but they do watch alongs with David Wilcock and Kerry Cassidy and Gary Spivey. If you're near a computer, do yourself this favor. If you can pause this too, if you need to, but type in the word Gary Spivey, Spivey, and just do an image search for this guy, and you will understand why they entitled one of the episodes Gary Spivey's Dope White Afro. Okay, that's all I'm going to say. You figure it out for yourself. Thanks to Mark Devlin, who came on. He's the author of Musical Truths, Volumes 1, 2, and 3. I met Mark again at an Acapulco, starting to be a theme here, when he did a presentation called No More Heroes. He talked about the music industry. Oh my God. They gave him a half an hour. I would have listened to him for 5 hours if there'd been enough time. He didn't have enough time. His presentation is amazing. You want to find out about Jim Morrison, and you want to get into the history of the members of the band, The Police, and you want to find out, about all those sketchy dudes, in the UK that were up to no good, and Jimmy Savile, you knew about him. I mean, Mark Devlin breaks it down. Unfortunately, like that, the name of that presentation was No More Heroes. And the reason why he named it that is because after you get done watching his presentation or listening to it, there'll be some guys that you'll go, damn it. I can't like that guy anymore. And it goes beyond like Bono. We know Bono's a scumbag, but it just goes deeper, and you're going to go, I love that guy's music. God damn it. I wish I didn't know that about him. But look, do you want to know the truth, or do you want to live in ignorance? And the way Mark Devlin lays it out is this is just the truth here. Musical truth. This is just the truth of the situation. You can either understand it or not, but he's correct. Can't make these guys your heroes. You don't know who they are. We don't know who they are. We don't understand their backstory. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of them have intelligence ties. A lot of their families have intelligence ties. And once you know it, you kind of can't unknow it. It sort of sticks with you, and maybe you can compartmentalize it and say, well, I'll separate the music from the person. I still like the band. I still like The Police, but I know that Stuart Copeland's fucking fed. I just do, but so if you might have to throw out some of your record collection. I sound like I'm 100 years old. Oh, I had Legal Man on. Are you familiar with Lee, aka Legal Man on Twitter? He's the best, man. He just is ripping people apart. They finished rapping on Jones Plantation, the movie that Larkin Rose wrote this. He wrote this short. It was an animated short called The Jones Plantation. If you look that up on YouTube, you can find it. It's, I think, 13 minutes long or something like that. And it's about slavery. It's not really about slavery. I mean, it's kind of about slavery. The story is meant to be physically, visually about slavery, but in actuality, the message behind it is about government. And it's really interesting. And you watch the short video and you go, this is really fascinating. Well, they've taken the short video and they've made it into a motion picture, and they've been filming it for a while. I know that Lee said that they finished filming it. They're in the post-production stage right now. I'll be in Acapulco in the first week of February. Larkin Rose will be there. I'm going to find him and ask him when it's coming out. And if it's possible, I'd love to have him on to discuss it, because I love his work and what he's doing, and he fucking hates the state. I mean, he is up there on that. I mean, he, and the state hates him too, So Legal Man came on, and he's a lawyer, and I think he would admit he's black-pilled. He's just like, it's all coming down. It's burnt. Let's burn this place to the ground. Who cares anymore? Everyone's dumb. I'm tired of dealing with stupid people. I fucking relate to Legal Man a lot. I like his stuff a lot, and he has a a podcast called The Quash. So if you want to get into that, it's like a half hour show and he puts it out every week. It's fantastic. Mark Steves came on. He has a podcast called My Family Thinks I'm Crazy, which I think all of us can relate to. It's a great name for a show, but he's also the founder of Alt Media United. Great dude. We had him on talking about Skull and Bones. He's from Connecticut. He's done extensive work with that. He used to be the booker for, or he is the booker for Sam over at Tinfoil Hat. So he knows everybody really in the industry and everybody knows him. He's a great guy. And we got into that Skull and Bones. Yeah, I thought I knew about Skull and Bones. But I didn't really know the full story. Mark filled me in. And so if you're interested in that, go back and find that episode. I think you'll find it pretty enlightening. And I think a lot of people will relate to him too. You know, he listened to podcasts. He was a driver driving around delivering things, you know, listened to podcasts all this time and had such a deep interest in it that he wound up trying to get involved in the industry and wound up working for Sam and things happen. So if you're out there and you're driving around and you're listening to podcasts and you love this information and you, well, Mark Steves is the template for how you can turn that into an actual career. So I think he's just a decent dude, right? So I like him a whole lot. Richard Grove came on, Grand Theft World. He talked about his 9/11 story, which is really crazy because he most certainly, had it not been for traffic, would have been in one of those buildings. They were trying to murder him. His boss was trying to get him to show up in a meeting in that building that day. Listen to the episode if you want to hear that story. Or you can watch Grand Theft World, which is his podcast that goes on. I mean, sometimes they're like 6 hours long. Amazing stuff. It's like almost like a compilation of other shows that have been out. I might accidentally be diminishing what he's doing by saying that because it's way more than that. But he takes big clips from other people's shows and puts them together, but then talks about them and analyzes them. He's got a great program called Autonomy too. If you're interested in kind of breaking out, you want a real education, not some horseshit education that you get at college. You want a real education on the way the world actually works. You could check out his Autonomy program. He's been changing a lot of people's lives with that. You can sign up. It's like you can sign up for the semester, you know, and get yourself educated on life, really. You know, like school is supposed to do, but it doesn't, you know, but you have to find, unfortunately, you have to find these alternative places to actually learn how the world works. And what Richard Grove is doing is revolutionary, frankly. So check out his work. I had Mark Eglinton on. He is the author of John McAfee's autobiography. Now, normally you'd say he's the author of McAfee's biography, right? Written about him. But McAfee wanted to write an autobiography. He wanted to write his own book, but he didn't really want to write it all. He wanted to have a writer help him. Now, Mark Eglinton wrote the biography of like James Hetfield and some other guys like from Metallica. So he's like a music, you know, he's written about musicians and bands and stuff like that. And McAfee was kind of running through authors. You know, he'd meet with somebody. I don't like him. Meet with this guy. Nah, this guy. Nah. He found Mark and he's like, this is my guy. And if you talk to Mark, you understand why. Mark's great, man. And so the book they wrote together is called No Domain. And Mark sent it to me in advance of our meeting. And I read the whole thing and it's fascinating. John McAfee is a fascinating guy. And everybody has this, you know, this image of him as this coked up lunatic with guns and everything. And he most definitely was that at some stages of his life. But there's also a 20-year stretch where he was totally sober, writing the best code in the world and developing a transformational software company called McAfee Antivirus that he wound up selling and making a fortune. And then he took a bunch of money and buried it all over the USA. And then he went to Belize and got into trouble there. And he went to Hawaii and got into trouble there. And then he wound up on a boat and got in trouble there. And then he wound up in a Spanish prison and may or may not have been suicided there. If John McAfee showed up at my front door tomorrow, I wouldn't be all that surprised, to be honest with you. If the guy was alive, I frankly wouldn't be surprised. But officially, he's dead. And thoughts and prayers. Right, because he's a fascinating guy. And Mark Eglinton wrote this book. So if you're interested in a real good story about John McAfee, if that's a guy that interests you, and I think it does for a lot of this audience, check out No Domain. Really worth it. I tell you, I read the whole book in like 2 days. It was just, it's amazing. Scott Armstrong came on. He's the host of Rebunked and working over there at The Last American Vagabond. Scott's great. Scott is, as Steve Poikonen describes Scott, he's born to be on the horn, right? So he's the guy that takes the bullhorn at the events and just bullhorns these assholes into submission. It's fantastic to watch. I watched him at a rally. He was in Oregon. He was living in Oregon for a while. And his day job is he works with addicts, recovering addicts and things like that. He's a real good guy, a heart of gold and a deep understanding of this stuff. And he's tenacious as fuck too, which I love. And he is not going to let these people, he's not going to allow them to push this stuff on people without them hearing from him, what he thinks. And what he thinks is really important because he's a deep thinking guy. He's got a great voice. I definitely encourage people to check out Rebunked and anything really associated with The Last American Vagabond. That's Ryan Christian, who gets kicked off Twitter every Thursday, I think. So if you're interested in following Scott Armstrong's work, you won't be disappointed. Zach Voorhees came on. He's the Google whistleblower. He blew the whistle on Google, and then Google called the police and said that he was suicidal and had a bomb at his house, so they sent the bomb squad, which is fucking ridiculous, of course. Absolutely ridiculous. But of course, it's Google. Why would you be surprised? But Zach came on. Zach is a hardcore programmer. He has developed a blast.video. If you're interested in a place that sort of consolidates all of these videos from all of these content creators that you probably already watch and you want to find it all in one place, including this show, you can go to blast.video and find them all there. Check it out. And as a sort of a subset of Zach, we had Miriam Hinnane on, his girlfriend, you know, and Miriam is one of my favorite people. She's just got that good energy. She's kind of a hippie chick, but like a hardcore investigative journalist hippie chick, you know. Don't let that hippie chick fool you, because she's going to dig into the George Floyd situation. She's working on a documentary film right now. She sent me some clips from it. Outstanding. Holy shit. You want to talk about that entire psychological operation being nothing like we think it is? When Miriam's done with her George Floyd work, I'm sure she'll be back on. She's going to be speaking in Acapulco. I also mentioned earlier, she's the owner of honeycolony.com. You can go there, promo code macro. If you want to get some exotic honeys or some cool gift items, if you don't know what to get the lovely lady in your life and you're all out of ideas, go to Honey Colony and check it out, because they've got a bunch of stuff you won't find anywhere. And of course, it works to support her work, which we love to do. She's the director of Vanishing of the Bees. If you remember that documentary film that came out talking about the colony collapse disorder. And she's been a guest on Union of the Unwanted, oh God, I don't know, 20 times. She's a favorite because she's got this very soft voice. But then she hits you with a sledgehammer of information. You don't see it coming. So I'll be excited to link up with her at Acapulco as well. Tim James, owner of Chemical Free Body, he comes on. He's been on more than anybody. He comes on, he brings great free health tips. He'll tell you things like chew your food 10 times longer than you think you should. Don't drink liquids while you're eating your lunch and dinner or whatever. You don't drink water with it. You don't drink anything with it. And you go, what? Why? And he says, because all the nutrition that you're absorbing happens in your mouth. And when you wash it, when you drink water after it, it washes that away and you don't pick up, your body doesn't absorb the nutrients. And I go, I've never even heard of this before. He said, yeah, I went to this clinic where they taught me how this, you know, all about food and the healing nature of food. That guy has forgotten more about health than I'll ever know. So talk about a guy that's just enthusiastic about making people healthy. Chemical Free Body is his company. If you need health consultations, he's your guy for that. So if you think that 2023 is the year where you're going to turn it all around, man, Tim, check out Chemical Free Body. Go find their stuff. It actually works. Nick Bryant came on. You know him? That he's the author of the Franklin Scandal. I feel like we have to talk about these things, right? We have to talk about this darkness, you know, because it's out there and it matters. And this is how Washington, D.C. is actually run, with dirty pedophiles that are pimping children out to politicians and getting them caught in sexual blackmail operations. And the Franklin Scandal blew the whistle on all this, man, about how this was happening in the 80s with Lawrence E. King flying people back and forth to Washington, D.C. George H.W. Bush's name was involved in this because he was one of the worst people on the planet. And Nick Bryant came on and he broke it down in a way that was both enlightening and terrifying, really. You hate to think that this stuff even exists, but unfortunately it does. And so we can either bury our heads and pretend like that's not happening, or we can get honest about it and decide that we're not going to allow, you know, ourselves to live in a world that's run by pedophiles that are in high position, you know, positions of high power inside the governments of the world. So the Franklin Scandal did, the book, The Franklin Scandal, did more to wake people up to this reality than just about anything, except maybe Jeffrey Epstein. Benny Wills came on. Benny's the best. He's usually the host of Anarchapulco. I'm not sure if he's going to be the host of Anarchapulco this year. I hope he is, but if not, then I would suggest people check out his course called Parahesia. If you are interested in being better at verbal, you know, communicating to friends, family, business members, people at your churches, people in, you know, your neighbors, language is important, obviously. And Benny is a trained actor who has spent his whole life on a stage, but he's a deep, you know, he understands the world that we're in. He's one of the main members of Joy Camp. I don't know if you've ever seen that. If you want to watch some cool videos, go on YouTube and type in Joy Camp and watch. They do like these little skits with his actor friends, and they're so funny. Benny's great. He was nice enough to invite me to his wedding in Washington, where I had the pleasure of smoking a joint with Max Egan, which isn't bad. Chef Matt Pierce came on and talked about dangerous foods. And he would know. He's a chef, obviously. He's spent his whole life working around food. And he's also the owner of Granite State Spices, where he developed his own spice company. And he incorporates his children. I think it's illegal. Child labor laws. I think he's probably violating all of them, having his kids put the stickers on the packages. But he sent me some spices to try out when they were doing some test marketing and taco seasoning and things like that. Sent it over. And I go, oh, this is great, you know. So if you're interested, if you're in the market for spices and you want to support somebody in the alternative media, good dude, you can support his company, Granite State Spices. And just, he's in New Hampshire. They're making spices out there in New Hampshire. Billy Ray Valentine came on. Billy Ray Valentine. I love Billy. Billy and I text all the time. We just, you know, if it's not fantasy football, it's 90 Day Fiance. I admit it's embarrassing that I watch that show with my wife. And I don't know what Billy Ray's excuse is. I'm assuming he watches it with his wife. I'm going to make that excuse for him. Maybe not. But he is the host of The Infinite Fringe and also one of the co-hosts of America Unplugged with Don Jeffries and Tony Arterburn. And they do a great job over there. I love Billy Ray. He's working on an internet radio station that's just about done. Yes, I can make this announcement. I will have a show on his radio station. It looks like that will be launching in 2023. Before that happens, when you see Billy Ray Valentine's name on the podcast list, when your podcast new episode drops and you see Billy Ray Valentine, guess what we're going to be talking about? His new radio station. He's a fantastic dude. He's got a great idea for this. So it's and the lineup, I don't want to spoil it because he'll be the one that can make the announcement. But I've seen the lineup of hosts on this new radio program or this new radio network, And it's all-star, man. It's really good. I'm humbled and honored to be a part of it, for sure. Lindsay Sharman came on. She's the host of Going Rogue. She's also my co-host on Day Zero. Did you know I do a show called Day Zero? It is definitely not suitable for most people. We get so off the deep end in that. It is listed as it's a comedy podcast. We talk about all kinds of things. We bust everybody's balls. We talk about all the things that you're not allowed to talk about. So if you want to see the stuff that will get me deplatformed in the future, you can find it on Day Zero. That show goes out once a week. It's Lindsay Sharman. It's me. X Cube 420. He's so funny. He's always giving sex tips, which nobody asks for, but everybody laughs. Corey Hughes from Understanding Propaganda. And then Chris Matthew is one of the founders of it. It's on his network, his Forbidden Knowledge News Network. So Lindsay Sharman sent me a great Christmas card with her and her boyfriend jet skiing with chickens hanging out there. Animated chickens, not actual chickens. Easy, PETA. Don't send me any emails. I had Greg Carlwood on, the host of the Higher Side Chat. He's a guy, I mean, I've been listening to his show for years, and that's like sort of like the OG of shows, of conspiracy shows. And he does a really great job. We talked about America's 5-year plan. Everybody knows about Greg. Go check out his work, support his stuff. He's fantastic. I had Clint Russell on, the host of Liberty Lockdown, where we talked about the planned collapse of the global economy. Clint and I are very much in alignment on our philosophy. If I'm unsure about something, and I need a little bit more clarification, what's going on with this? Clint would be the guy I would ask. He's fantastic. He's a good dude. He's managed a lot of money at a financial management company. I think he's retired now. So, you know, listen, when your financial management guy is already retired and he's like 40, that's probably the guy you want to listen to, because he clearly knows what he's talking about. But I really like Clint a whole lot. I think he's doing outstanding work. So if you're in the market for a new podcast, you want to incorporate it into your diet, Liberty Lockdown is a great choice. John Brisson came on. We talked about the Finders. His Substack work on the Finders is tremendous. But again, it's much like the Nick Bryant stuff. It's a dark topic. You know, and it's a dark topic you don't want to think about, but it's there. And it's real, and it matters, and it shows what goes on with these trafficking operations, and it shows how they're used. So again, we can avoid it and pretend it doesn't exist if we want to, but I think that we do ourselves a disservice by that. So I'm appreciative of him. Freeman Fly came on. He, talk about OG, like 20 years in the industry. He's been talking about this stuff for a long, long time, and we got weird. We got into Freemasons, and we got into Akhenaten. And if you're interested, Freeman TV is a great option for people. If you want to find out, if there's some new conspiracy that you've just discovered, chances are Freeman was talking about it 15 years ago and doing a better job talking about it than all of us. So I was grateful to have him on. I had Brian Toohey come on. He wrote a book called The Fix Is In about sports games being rigged and all of that. That broke my heart. I mean, it was great to have him on, and we did a fantastic breakdown of where the cheating and the scandals happen. And I know there's fuckery going on in this. I do, I know. But I hate to think about it, because I so badly, desperately want to believe that everything I see is real. But, you know, I do see from time to time these calls go a very suspicious way. And I go, what the fuck is going on? Oh, you really? You, the Tuck rule? You know what I mean? Anyone that knows about football knows what I'm talking about. They wanted Brady in that Super Bowl. Dr. Joseph P. Farrell came on. We talked about the secret space program and his, you can go to his website, GizaDeathStar.com. Greatest website domain name I've ever heard. And, I said, how many, you're the author of 13 books? He says, 34 books. I said, oh my God, I mean, I've written 3 books. That's exhausting. And the idea of writing 30 books is not manageable to me. But he's an Oxford scholar. I love it when he goes on Dark Journalists and talks to Daniel List. I would listen to those guys talk all night long. They talk about the greatest stuff. So if you're interested, secret space, continuity of government, JFK, ancient Egypt, whatever, Dr. Joseph P. Farrell is your guy. You're welcome. Emily Menzhouse came on talking about the food processing plant fires, which are most definitely not accidental, which goes back to making you think that the government is trying to kill you by starving you out. Wouldn't be the first time. Tony Ardburn was here. He's the owner of Wise Wolf. He's my gold and silver sponsor guy. So if you're interested in getting gold and silver, he's the person. He's going to be coming back on. We just talked about this. I'm going to have him come on and talk about the fourth turning in the new year, because I really want to get into that. He's got a hardcore background in that. He was a U.S. Army Ranger paratrooper who served in Kosovo, Afghanistan, and Iraq, and he knows that the wars are bullshit, and because he saw them firsthand. He's a great guy to have. Tony Arterburn's one of the best people I know, period. Yeah. And you, if you're in the market for gold and silver, you can't do any better than working with him, because he will take care of you, and he will under promise and over deliver. That's what I can say about that. And we had Whitney Webb on, of course. We had Whitney Webb back. We love it when she comes on, because we get done with the interview and then I have to go take a walk around the block and process everything that she said. Her books, One Nation Under Blackmail, Volume 1 and 2, are tremendous. I read them. She was nice enough to send me an advanced copy of them. They're a tough read, though. It's super dense. It takes a while, and it's almost 1,000 pages a book between the two of them. But if you want to have at your disposal an encyclopedia of criminality, there's nothing better than these books. She went on Glenn Beck's show, and you can say what you want about Glenn Beck. I used to think I'd heard he was a lunatic at Fox News, but then I watched his stuff recently, and I'm like, he seems really measured and reasonable to me. But I don't know what to. He seems like an okay guy. I'm sure John Brisson will tell me he's got CMP connections. I'm sure he does. But he had Whitney on his show, and he did a little intro in the beginning of his show, where, you know, before, like a, you know, this is what you're going to see in this interview I did with Whitney Webb. And in the 20 years or 30 years I've been doing in this business, I've interviewed a lot of people. I've had a lot of tremendous discussions. I've never done a more important interview in my life than the one with Whitney Webb. And I was like, God damn, that's a pretty big statement coming from Glenn Beck. Of course, I know. I talked to Whitney, you know, all the time. I know. I could have told him. She's going to blow your mind. She's going to remember names, dates, and she's going to drop so much information on you. You're going to be like, wait a second. But these books, there's two of them. And the first one sets up the second one. So you got to buy them both. They're available at trineday.com, trineday.com. And support her work. These books are talking about the intersection of organized crime and government. And let's be fair, they're one and the same. And she lays it out. She doesn't just talk in generalities. She mentions names and dates, people that were involved. And if you think she's on the right team or the left team, she's on neither team. She's on team humanity, pointing out these people. She doesn't want to live in a world run by pedophiles, psychopaths, and neither do I. And we appreciate the hell out of her work. And I'm sure she'll be back on at some point. Mitchell Gerber came on, talked about Falun Gong and what was happening in China. The Falun Gong are like a real sort of like... It's like a spiritual practitioners in China. They're very concerned with taking care of themselves and taking care of their bodies. And the Chinese government has demonized them. And there's a whole component of organ harvesting and where they're taking them from the Falun Gong. Let's be honest. If you're a crazy lunatic who's into organ harvesting, you definitely would want to get the organs that come from the cleanest living people you can find. You don't want to get it from some dude down in downtown Las Vegas who's been on a 3-week bender. You know, you don't want to get that. I mean, you hear the stories of that guy getting packed in ice in his bathtub and waking up without his kidney after some hooker, you know, roofied his drink and everything. That's those are dirty organ harvesting. The way the Chinese do it is very systematic, and they have these doctors, and they have these, you know, it's a farm basically. So to talk to Mitchell Gerber was both enlightening and terrifying. And if you're interested, that episode came out just a couple of months ago. Kevin Annett came on to talk about the Canadian indigenous tribes that were and the children that were murdered by the crown, and talking about his lawsuit against the Pope and that Pope Benedict, that satanic looking dude. I know. I mean, when I say the satanic looking Pope, I know I've got to be more specific. But Pope Benedict, the one who like left mid season. I don't know how. What are we talking about? Mid contract? I don't know how you define it when you're talking about the Pope. The guy that left halfway through his job and like in a helicopter, and they took him out and everything. That guy was removed in part due to the lawsuit by Kevin Annett. So he is not really well liked by the Catholic Church. They have a target on him, maybe even literally a target on him. If something bad happened to Kevin Annett, I would most definitely be looking at the Catholic Church as the prime suspect. But he's got balls of steel to do this work. He's a tremendous guy, man. He's a good guy just looking out to try and make things right for the indigenous tribes, of which he has been adopted by them in Canada. He is indigenous himself in part, but he's really been adopted by these tribes and has been doing outstanding work. I've been reading about his work and watching his videos for like 15 years. I reached out and got a hold of him, and we set up a schedule. I said, "Well, we'd love to have you come on," and he did. And in between that time where we set up the schedule and the interview actually happened, the Queen died. And so I was like, "Oh, Kevin, this is like, it's almost like I timed it perfectly." You know, I didn't mean to, but I did. So you can find that episode called "The Queen Is Dead." John Bush came on. He runs a company called Live Free Academy, talking about agorism. Again, you're not going to learn these things in school. If you're waiting for your school to talk to you about all of this, you'll be waiting a long time, man. These guys are putting together programs. It's like life works programs. So if you're interested, you can check out Live Free Academy and see what you think. John's a great guy, and one of his partners on some projects that he works on came on the next episode after, Derek Bros, and we talked. Derek and I talked about his work writing over at Last American Vagabond for about the Mormon Church and the Salt Lake City and the components of that were going on over there. And again, you know, I don't like to dwell on this stuff, but it's got to be talked about, if for no other reason than to expose it so that it doesn't happen again, or so that it's harder for them to get away with this stuff. But there's a lot of really nefarious things happening inside these secretive churches, and what was going on in the Mormon Church with these people. Derek Bros got on board with. I mean, he really dug into it, and he had a 4-part series that came out. And his work as a journalist is outstanding. Foster Gamble came on. He's the owner of Thrive. Thrive On. ThriveOn.com is where you would go to find information about his work. He's changing, you know, he's got a different vision for the future, a different way of using a free energy technology. Whenever you mention free energy technology, I mean, you're just one step away from a bomb being placed in your car. I'm telling you right now, they don't fuck around with that stuff. If you start talking about free energy, they go after you pretty hard. So Foster Gamble has been discussing this for a while. I hope that he is careful. But right after I had him on, I went to Maui for my 50th birthday, and I told him kind of off air, like, I'm going to, and that's where I'm going to be. I'm going to be taking off in a couple of days. And he said, "Well, did you know about the glyphosate situation in Maui, the Monsanto spraying glyphosate everywhere?" I said, "Yeah, I'd heard about that a while ago." He said, "We got them to stop. Through our network of activists and lawyers and media people, we were able to put up a fight and get Monsanto out of Maui so that they were no longer there spraying glyphosate on the crops. And I thought, well, holy moly, that's fantastic. That's great. And it was just coincidental timing that I happened to be going there. So while I was there, I was thinking about that. I was like, I was talking to the guy that was involved in that. So a good dude too. You know, I really liked it. He and I spoke at an Acapulco virtually. So I kind of met him online that way. Chris Matthew, Forbidden Knowledge News, Day Zero, my partner in Day Zero, he came on. We talked about a crazy mushroom trip that he did. Chris is fantastic. Go, but if you want to get a story about cryptids, or you're interested in this unusual forbidden history and topics such as that, Forbidden Knowledge News, as the name implies, is the place you might want to go. I then had Joe Wagner on. Oh, Joe, you know, I just think you're the best, man. He's the co-host of OBDM, Our Big Dumb Mouth with Midnight Mike, my favorite podcast in the world. I host three podcasts. My three podcasts are not my favorite. My favorite podcast is OBDM. It is. It has been for years. I think it is really funny. It's informative in a funny way. They're giving me some serious news. They're giving me some most definitely not serious news. And Alex Jones' sound drops make it all work. So if you have not checked it out yet, how dare you? Go subscribe to Our Big Dumb Mouth, OBDM. You can go to obdmpod.com and check it out. Joe came on. We talked about how much the government sucks. You know, as you do. Josh Sigurdsson was a guest. He's the host of World Alternative Media. We talked about Africa, talked about Egypt. He actually went to Mauritania in Western Africa to look at the what some people claim could have been Atlantis, which sounds crazy when you talk about Atlantis being in the deserts of West Africa, because you go, well, Atlantis was supposed to be submerged and everything. Listen to the interview or go do World Alternative Media and watch his videos about it, documenting it, and then see, because there are some, you might be surprised. You might think that, that's crazy. It's supposed to have been sunk off, you know, I don't know, in the middle of the Atlantic or everything. Maybe it is. But Josh makes a compelling case for it actually being in West Africa. I think people should check that out. John Perkins came on. His book, Confessions of an Economic Hitman, changed my life. I would not be doing this if it wasn't for that book. Period. It opened me up to an understanding of how the IMF and World Bank is used to manipulate countries and put them into debt slavery and then extract natural resources from them. How these banks are so fucking dangerous, and how they use the loan system to get these countries into debt bondage. And then when they can't pay their share, when they default on their debt, they extract things from them. Physically, you know, access to their forests, get them to privatize their fishing rights and sell it to their buddies, get them to put a UN military or US military base on their land or in their country, get them to vote a certain way in UN resolutions. All these things that the countries would never want to do, they're forced to do because they're in debt to the World Bank and the IMF. And once I understood that, it made a whole lot of things made sense after that. So John Perkins' book, Confessions of an Economic Hitman, quite literally changed my life. And he's got a new one, a third edition of it. He said it's coming out in February, where it talks about the Chinese economic hitman and how they're targeting Africa and South America. I'm excited to read that book. Once I do, John said he'd be more than happy to come back and discuss it with me. I had Matt Raymer on. He's the owner of Content Safe. We talked about data as the new gold. Really is, you know, it's super valuable. And if you're not in control of your data, you're in real trouble. Content Safe helps you do that. If you're a content creator out there, you might want to take a look, contentsafe.co, see if that's a service that you might have interest in. And of course, Matt is a regular on the Union of the Unwanted as well, because he brings a real smart, measured voice. He's got a hardcore background in digital publishing and hacking. You know, he's a programmer And if we have technical questions, he's our guy for that. We appreciate him. Christian Yordanov came on. He's an author. He wrote Autism Wellness Plan. He's talking about health. He's talking about detoxing. He's in Portugal, and he's got he's got a podcast. He's had me on Expanding Minds podcast. I've been on it, and I just really like him. You know, some of those guys you just connect with right away. I don't know. The first time we started chatting, I really liked him, and his books I think are going to be helpful for people. If you're somebody that's if you're in a position where you're just about to have kids, his book will help you get your home ready, get your body ready for what that entails for the introduction of children into it, and the process of detoxifying yourself in advance. And in the event that you have autism related concerns or issues, this is a book you would want to have. So if you're interested, Autism Wellness Plan by Christian Yordanov is available. Kyle Anzalone came on to talk about World War III. He's the assistant editor over at antiwar.com, which is Scott Horton's project. Scott's been on before too. And I wanted to have Kyle come and explain what he saw in Ukraine, in Russia, Taiwan, and China, where we're headed. Spoiler alert, it's not good. You know, you probably already heard the episode, but it's not good. And I wished I had better news, but unfortunately, the maniacs are in charge of our foreign policy, and they've got a lot of guns and a lot of weapons and a lot of money. And if they want war, they're going to get war. And so Kyle sort of broke down the reality of what we're facing with that. And of course, I had the great Richie Allen on, host of the Richie Allen Show from Manchester. I've been listening to Richie for what, 9 years? Eight years. I've been listening to Richie. Great show. He's no bullshit. You know, he's gonna hold you if you start to spout some bullshit on his show. I've been on his show half a dozen times or so. If you start getting off and start spouting some bullshit, he's not gonna allow that. You know, in a respectful way, but he's not tolerating any of that. He's gonna present a show to you that is balanced and rational and funny. And he's such a warm guy. You just want to give him a big hug. And we talked about climate lockdowns. We talked about 15-minute cities and things like that in the UK. It's fantastic. So I want to say thank you. Those were the guests on Macroaggressions in 2022. A pretty goddamn good lineup, I got to say. I am appreciative to all of them. Thank you to all the guests that have been on. You make the show happen. What can I say? It's great to have you on. I appreciate your perspective. I'm so far from knowing everything. You know, I need these guys to come on and ladies to come on and explain what they're seeing. I only see my side of things. I have my perspective on things, but I know that I have major blind spots on a lot of things. And so to have these people come in and explain it to me, what they're seeing or what their area of expertise is, it makes everything work. And I'm so appreciative of them. The monologue topics that we covered, I mean, I feel like we went over a bunch of stuff this year. And I'm not going to spend too much time on it. But if you are new to the show, and the show is you know, the size of the show at the beginning of the year versus the size of the show at the end of the year is night and day. It's just something happened and it just kind of blew up. And I'm grateful. And if you like this show, and please share it with your friends and family. That's been working pretty well. This is obviously, I get no love with algorithms or anything like that. Nobody's going to be automatically promoting this show. There's as many topics and things that I'm into, as many people that I'm exposing and annoying, they're not going to, you know, the tech censorship is real. So if you like the show, I appreciate you sharing it with your friends, your family members, people at work. Shout out to the guys. I just got an email that the guys down at the fire station, the local fire station, they listen to it. I mean, but I'm just blown away. I'm humbled and it's just awesome. So thanks, guys. But if you're interested in the following topics, and you're new to the show and maybe you missed some of these, I encourage you to go back and find out about the religion of the state, thinning the herd, depopulation. We got into that. Cyber polygon, the simulation that the World Economic Forum was running, where, you know, they take down the power grids. That's fun. The war on everything. When the government gets involved, they declare a war on poverty, a war on drugs, a war, you know, I always kept thinking, I wish they'd declare a war on blondes with big tits, because then, you know, you'd just get more of them than you could ever handle. You know, the war on drugs just gets you more drugs. The war on poverty got you more poverty. The war on everything. You know, so that when the government gets involved and declares a war on it, well, get ready for infinitely more of the thing that they've declared the war on. We talked about the Wellcome Trust, not just with Johnny Vedmore, but also in a monologue episode, we went into detail on that. That's a eugenics program. We talked about the role of the vaccines in that. We talked about the ties to the British Eugenics Society, and we talked about the ties to the pharmaceutical industry. I mean, I hate to break it to people, but like, if you think the pharmaceutical industry is there to help you be healthy, you have no idea what's really going on, because their job is to depopulate you from this planet. And when you look at the ownership and the structures and who is involved in this, it's undeniable. It's just scary and disgusting to think of. We talked about CNN being a pedo playground, a bunch of producers getting arrested over there, a bunch of anchors getting fired. And I mean, it's just a dumpster. Chris Licht came in and started firing a bunch of people. Good start. I mean, if it were me, it would just be, you know, if they made me the head of CNN and said, well, do what you need to do. You know, that scene from Entourage where Ari Gold comes in with the paintball gun and starts blasting people, goes, get your fucking fired. That would be me at CNN. You're all fucking fired. Get out. We talked about the creatures from Sand Hill Road. That is actually a nod to G. Edward Griffith, the creature from Jekyll Island, but it's about not about the Federal Reserve creation, but about the creation of companies through venture capital firms that are mostly located on a street called Sand Hill Road in the Bay Area in Silicon Valley, Menlo Park and Palo Alto. So we talked about that and the ties that these venture capital firms have to all of these major corporations and how dirty that can be in that relationship. That I think is a really interesting episode for people that want to understand about Twitter and Google and Facebook and all these tech companies that you think you know about, and Amazon, and who these people are and why they, where they're getting their money from and who's sitting on their board. The creature from Sand Hill Road was one of my, you know, one of the episodes that I think was pretty informative. Six Principles of Propaganda. You're living through it. You're living through it, but you can go back and listen to that episode. And I encourage you to say, just make a checklist. See if these six things have happened, that the concept, the way in which governments impose propaganda, they don't have to get too creative. It's really six steps. And so listen to the episode. You'll see for yourself. Biden's playbook for destroying America, well in progress. We talked about the government's COVID policies. We talked about Epstein, Jean-Luc Brunel, and Peter Nygaard, all these pedo pimps. The pedo pimp prison problem was what I think that episode was called. There's a theme going on there. They look like they're all running different franchises of these sexual blackmail entrapment operations. We talked about Maurice Strong. He's the United Nations global warning lunatic guy. George Soros, Color Revolutions. We did a deep dive on him. Clinton crime family. We talked about that. That actually could have been like three parts. I really kind of only scratched the surface with that, because when you talk about the Clintons, you're talking about a real web of deceit. We got into the United States of Lockheed Martin. God knows that industry is run by some devious motherfuckers that make a lot of money and don't have a problem. They're in the business of blowing up kids. Let's just call it what it is. Did an episode called World Economic Forum, Fourth Industrial Revolution or Fourth Reich. I'm not kidding when I say that this might be the Fourth Reich. And I lay out, I think, a pretty convincing case to point to it. Fourth Industrial Revolution is transhumanism. Not my opinion. fact, that's what they talk about. They said that the blending of man with machines will be the fourth industrial revolution. That's what they're going for. And you think, whoa, that sounds like some Nazi shit right there. And you go, yeah, you're on the right track. In fact, take a look at Klaus Schwab's family's tree. You know, you'll see. Talked about Russia and Ukraine a little bit. We talked about wokeism killing companies, stock prices at least. Food chain reaction simulation. They love those simulations, don't they? Operation Gladio 2022. We got into genetically modified foods. We talked about Hate Incorporated. We got into the, I did an episode called OK Groomer, which is a nod to James Lindsay when he was calling it OK Boomer, you know, to people. He kept saying OK Groomer and it wound up getting kicked off Twitter for it. But it was really great in talking about schools as indoctrination facilities for kids, you know. Horrible, horrible stuff. Massive agenda. Not accidental. Definitely happening on purpose. Talked about the state of emergencies creating forever problems. You know, if you have a state of emergency, all the rules go out the window, all the laws and regulations go out the window because we're in a state of emergency. Well, you keep that state of emergency going forever and you just can run it without any sort of interference. Project Orion, that's Bill Cooper talking about school shootings. And the gun, inflaming the gun lobby. We talked about the liberal world order, Biden's woke, weak, limp-wristed plan to turn America into a bunch of weirdos. Great reset. We talked about the Kissinger Report, which is most definitely a depopulation document from 1974, talking most, you know, specifically about their policy towards the third world as that of, quote, depopulation. They don't even hide it. Of course, the document was classified, so they didn't think anyone would read it. And then, you know, 50 years later, it gets declassified and people read it and they go, holy shit, Kissinger's a monster. Yeah, of course he is. Climate Trace was in there, The World According to Bill Cooper. Then we got to the one episode. The episode that I think, I was not expecting it. It's called, I was not expecting the reaction to it. It's called Where Did All the People Go? And this was the most downloaded and viewed macroaggressions episode ever. Hundreds of thousands of views and downloads. And I didn't want to do it. I didn't know if I wanted to do it. I didn't. And Tony Merkel, my partner on macroaggressions, this show wouldn't happen without the great Tony Merkel of the Confessionals. He said, you got to put it out. You got to do it. The world needs to think about this stuff. And it was asking the questions about what happens if these shots really are kill shots, and looking at the data from the CDC and looking at the SPARS pandemic document and looking at the Deagle document, the depopulation, and watching how they all line up, the international CDC list of vaccinated countries and how, you know, who the most vaccinated were and who the least vaccinated were, and comparing that to the Deagle map and being mortified to find out that they match up almost exactly. And then the secondary component of that episode was the theorizing of what does this do to society economically? What does it do to the strategically? What happens when you've killed 70% of the population and nobody knows how to fly airplanes? Because you made all the pilots get it, and all the cops are gone, and all the politicians are gone, you know, and all the school teachers are gone, and your mom's gone, and your uncle's gone, and your 7-year-old nephew's gone. And what does that do to you? Like, how do you manage a society after that? You think people are going to pay taxes after you've wiped out their family? Get the fuck out of here. Nobody's doing that. Society breaks down. What does that look like? And I hope none of that's real. And I hope none of that happens, obviously. And I give all the disclaimers I can give about how I don't want this to happen, because I don't want it to happen. But that episode was hardcore. That episode was so hardcore that I just didn't know if we were even ready for it, frankly. But I think Tony was right. Yeah, I know Tony was right. Tony's always right. It had to be said. It had to go out there. It had to get people thinking about it. If for no other reason, to just a thought experiment. What happens? Because I'm not making it up. I'm certainly not making it up. And I've never wanted to be wrong about something so much in my life. But if you're new to this show, and you haven't listened to that episode, go back to August of 2022 and find it. Where did all the people go? And see what you think. You know, really. I mean, I got nothing but positive feedback from it, which I have to admit, I was a bit surprised. I thought I was going to have some people tell me that, how dare you talk about this? But I think people needed to hear it. We also, on more of a lighter note, we got into an episode called Another Side of the Coin. That's a play on a Terrence McKenna quote, and talking about the science behind psychedelics and what they do and how they react to your body and where the benefits are. You know, it's not just, you know, tripping balls at a Grateful Dead concert or anything like that. I mean, there's some scientific benefits to these things, and we got into that. We talked about 9/11 from a different angle, from a different view. Is 9/11 from a different view is the name of it. We looked at the remote viewing work that was done on 9/11 recently and what they saw. Really scary stuff. UNESCO is worried about conspiracy theorists, Environmental Justice League, real domestic terrorists. That's the FBI. Great replacement theory. I got news for you. It's not just the theory. It's actually happening. Trilateral commission behind Joe Biden. Participation trophy generation. That one was fun. Speed of science depends on the velocity of money flowing into it. The crypto Manson family, which is about FTX. I just saw that Sam Bankman-Fried, aka Scam Bankrun Fraud, was just granted $250 million bond. I thought you were broke, bro. Claydex simulation, catastrophic contagion simulation, and the new streets of San Francisco, where it's fine for you to shit on the sidewalk if you're a human, but God forbid your dog does it, the fine is four times more than what it would be for you. So that was a lot. We did 100 episodes, a little over 100 episodes in 2022. And I appreciate you all so much. Thank you for listening to my insanity. I know that this show is not for everybody. I get it. It's not mainstream. It never will be. That's okay with me. I'm trying to reach people that are open-minded. I'm trying to reach people. We're working on this together. I don't have all the answers. I don't have this stuff figured out. I'm far from that. I'm just telling you what I see and narrating from the apocalypse. And maybe you connect with it and maybe you don't. And if you do connect with it and you think I'm doing a good job, there's the opportunity for you to rate the show. And if you think I deserve it, I'd love a 5-star review. Not because I really need it or care about it, but because the fucking algorithms tell me that I have to have it in order for this show to get moved up into the rankings. So listen, I'm not going to be number one in Angola forever unless you guys start rating this show 5 stars. And thank you to the people in Africa who love this show. And if you like the show, you can take the additional step right now of sharing it with your friends and family. You can connect with me through the website, theoctopusofglobalcontrol.com. You can find me on Twitter @macroaggressions. Thanks, everybody.